Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dad, and we're going to welcome Stan Verrett, ESPN Sports Center anchor. And I know that he spent a stint here at WDSU TV. And Stan, please tell me that you're a member of the Hoodat Nation, baby.
Come on, man. Everybody knows that.
Well, Stan, thank you so much for joining us today. We know you're a busy man, and everybody's been looking at these this game. I mean, these two matchups this weekend, I said earlier, these are two epic games for the NFL. They could not have choreographed this thing any better.
Yeah, it's especially the quarterbacks. I mean, you have the established stars and Breeze and Brady and the up-and-coming stars and Goff and Mahomes. You got four entertaining, explosive offenses. It's a really great combination of matchups for the NFL.
So let's talk about the AFC just briefly here. It's amazing when you look at the stats, and I was just talking about some of them on air, how evenly matched both of these the teams in these games are. I mean, either number one, number two, number six, number seven. You know, in just so many different statistics that you look at.
And on the field. Both games are rematches from early in the regular season, and both highly entertaining, close games that went down to late in the game before they were decided. So, you know, if we get two games like that, especially the one on the NFC side ending the same way with the Saints on top, it should be a great weekend of football.
Stan, I said earlier in the season that one of the things that I thought that Sean Payton had done very well this year is manage the tangibles, but most importantly, manage the intangibles for the team. What are your thoughts?
When you say intangibles, what do you mean?
Just about the psyche, you know, all of the off-field stuff, you know, the discipline, the routine, all of that.
Well, I think they've done a good job. The scouting department and the front office have done a good job of bringing the right kind of guys into the locker room. I mean, you look at the leadership role that DeMario Davis has taken in just his first year with the Saints, on and off the field. I mean, they've got real leaders. Cameron Jordan, I mean, Drew Brees, who's been there for years doing that. And they've got young guys like Michael Thomas. You look at the respect that Michael Thomas has for Brees, that Kamara has for Brees, and the leaders on the team. They have a great mix of veterans who know how to play the game, who know how to win, and young guys who bring energy and enthusiasm and fun. And so it's a great mix. It was a couple of years ago. I remember when the Saints were struggling, you know, 7-9 routine was going out. You know, I had a bunch of Saints fans that said, oh, they need to switch, time to move on from Brees and from Peyton. And I'm like, okay, that sounds good. That sounds good when you're struggling. But then the question becomes, who are you going to get that's better? And you look around the NFL right now, all these teams, a full quarter of the league went into this offseason looking for a head coach.
Yeah.
And teams are struggling to try to find, you know, a franchise quarterback. When you have those two things figured out, you don't tamper with them easily. And so I'm glad that they stayed the course and improved the weapons that Sean Payton has to work with on offense, because these new guys, these last couple of draft classes, Thomas, Ramchek, Marshawn Lattimore, Kamara. I mean, they've really energized the franchise and given Brees and Peyton new life to continue doing what they've done at a high level.
The Rams, on the other hand, they started off strong 8-0, and they seemed to go into a little bit of a flux there. They finished out the season, I believe, 4-4. They've had to improve their roster by bringing some folks in, Talik and Anderson and others. Do you see that being a more of an issue or a situation where they still haven't proven that they have that gel or they have that all those intangibles in line?
Well, they have a tremendously talented roster. They have maybe the most talented roster in the NFL. They've had some problems making it all work together, but I think one of the things that really helped them out was CJ Anderson coming along and giving them a power component to the run game to go with Todd Gurley's versatility. I mean, they really can do it all on offense now.
You've been around this for a long time. How does a guy that gets cut from three teams in one season end up maybe being the playmaker for a championship team?
Well, you know, it's the NFL. If you look at the Eagles last year, if you look at the Saints last year, the roster that you begin with in the regular season in September is hardly ever the roster that you end with in the playoffs. I mean, I believe the Saints had 21 players on injured reserve for that Minnesota game. So that's where your front office and your scouting department and pro personnel is so important, because you have to adjust. It's a game of attrition. You have to build depth into your roster to begin with, and then as the season wears on, you make moves that help you fill in holes as the season wears on. I mean, look at the Eagles. I mean, if they had let go of Nick Foles last year or this year, I mean, they don't do what they've done the last couple of years. So, I mean, I think the Saints front office and the scouting department, they've done a tremendous job, not only in the draft and hitting home runs in the draft, but then also in free agency and filling roster spots. I mean, look at the difference Eli Apple made midseason.
Yeah,
they were really struggling, and they went out and made the deal for Eli Apple, and it changed a lot of things on the back end of the defense.
Absolutely. Now, we have two coaches here that are two of the most creative coaches in the NFL. Tell us about that matchup.
Well, you know, Sean McVay is getting all his buddies' jobs. I mean,
everybody in the NFL wants a Sean McVay clone.
If Sean McVay ever put a breath on you, you get hired somewhere else, right?
Absolutely. So, I mean, he deserves the credit. I mean, all you have to do is look at Jared Goff's progression and what he was under Jeff Fisher as a number one overall draft pick, and what he's become under Sean McVay. I mean, his offensive concepts are very innovative, and he's got a lot of tools to work with. And so, you know, he deserves all the credit that he's been getting. I mean, he's an NFL coaching savant. He reminds me of a young Sean Payton. And, you know, I think that's one of the areas, though, where the Saints have a big advantage, in that, you know, Sean Payton's seen everything. He's been through the wars. You know, Sean McVay is still building his resume as a championship coach, but Sean Payton's been there and he's done it. And so I'm really interested to see what he cooks up on Sunday, because, I mean, he's been pulling out all the stops, going for it on fourth down and using Taysom Hill as a Swiss Army knife, fake punts. And so I'll be interested to see how he attacks this team. I mean, you know, job number one has to be limiting Aaron Donald's ability to be disruptive. And they did a fantastic job of that in the first game.
Yeah.
So just keep him breathe clean. And then how he utilizes Kamara and Thomas and the other guys is going to be one of the keys to this matchup.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot as a member of the Who Dat Nation. Who's your pick?
I think the Saints win it. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it goes down to the fourth quarter. But I think the Saints find a way to win it. I think the crowd can play a big part in this. Sean Payton knows it. That's why he's coaching the crowds up the same way he's coaching the players up. I think, you know, the Saints fans made a big difference last week. When that game was 14-0, I mean, the fans could have easily checked out. And I mean, look, I was there. There was palpable tension in the Superdome. That this thing goes to 21-0, we're in serious trouble. So that drive where Lattimore made the interception, you could feel the crowd almost trying to will the Saints to get a stop. And Lattimore, who accepts the responsibility as the player he was drafted to be and the player he's become, he said, hey, look, these are the games where I have to step up and make big plays. He delivered a play. And so,
absolutely.
You know, I think Sean knows with the kind of talent that the Rams have, the Saints are going to need everything that they possibly can use. You work all season long to get home field advantage. This is why you do it, for this moment right here. And so I think,
you know, absolutely. Stan, I got to get to a break. I apologize, but thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your insight, and we will, I promise you, create mayhem on Sunday in the Dome.
All right. And then good being on with you. Who dat?
All righty. Who dat? Thank you so much, Dan. We really appreciate your thoughts. We'll be right back. This is New.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.